Empire, KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Riverside County Board of Supervisors voted Tuesday on resolutions related to the in-custody death of George Floyd and local policing policies. KVCR's Megan Jamerson has the story.
Two resolutions introduced by Supervisor Chair Manuel Perez were debated at length Tuesday morning. The first, passing with three votes, condemns the in-custody death of George Floyd, a symbolic move leaders have made across the nation. Supervisor Perez.
It demonstrates not only to Minneapolis, to the world, but throughout our county of Riverside that we care. And we will not tolerate this moving forward.
His second resolution sought to initiate a 90-day review of Riverside County Sheriff's policies and training. Perez says his constituents are asking to be included in the dialogue around policing, and he believes this is the first step to address centuries of institutional racism.
I'm not pointing fingers here. It's not about that. This is about how we can come together and sit at the table and figure things out.
Both Riverside County Sheriff's Association President Bill Young and Sheriff Chad Bianco disagreed with the resolution, calling it political. Bianco says the resolution is a waste of time and distracts from community engagement, given the review of department policies he ordered when he took office in 2019.
This overwhelmingly implies that we're doing something wrong and someone needs to fix it.
Supervisor Chuck Washington, the only African-American member of the board, called for a recognition of systemic racism in the country.
Let us do this together now. And not let another decade or two go by until another catastrophe happens and we all come together. This is our moment. This is our moment to make history.
During the public comment period, leaders and members of the Black community called for racism to be declared a public health emergency and for an African American task force to be formed to address systemic racism. The measure ultimately failed after Sheriff Bianco explained he has plans in the works to form an advisory council, and he apologized for not doing it sooner. He will provide the board with an update on July 7th. Megan Jamerson, Empire, KVCR News.
Activists are calling on governments to defund the police as nationwide protests continue over the killing of George Floyd. Cap Radio's Scott Rodd reports on what that might look like.
Defunding the police doesn't necessarily mean eliminating law enforcement. Matthew Barge with consulting firm 21st Century Policing Solutions says it's more about reallocating funds.
It means that there are other solutions that are stepping in to take the burden off of what we've always forced police officers to do.
He says money from police budgets could be shifted to form a response team of medical and social workers to assist people experiencing homelessness or mental health crises. That would alleviate the burden on law enforcement, though it could mean fewer officers on the street. Police unions so far are critical of the idea. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti recently proposed cutting the city's police budget by up to $150 million, a suggestion the LAPD union strongly opposes. In Sacramento, I'm Scott Rodd.
Some recreational activities across California are reopening this weekend, but operators must follow safety guidelines and social distancing rules. Stay-at-home orders shut down recreation facilities more than 2 months ago. That includes whitewater rafting companies. They're usually busy this time of year, but most have sat dormant. Sarah Vidaro and her husband run River Runners along the American River east of Sacramento.
So it's really hard to work for that, you know, that long and that hard to really create a business that's thriving and then have it dissipate. That is challenging to see.
Some rafting companies aren't opening, including some on the Kings River in Central California. Others in Trinity County have been open for a few weeks. The companies must follow cleaning regimens for their rafts, oars, and vans. Some campgrounds and RV parks are also reopening, but the state advises people to limit outdoor activities to people you live with. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.